murder invaded my sleep. She thought something had eaten my brain. I laid motionless and she laid beside me, turning me over and over again. Cause I'm damned if I do, and damned if I don't. Carry the weight on these shoulders, always too little. Spend any time, but it's never too late when you're just getting older. Would do me some good. I thought rambling might be in order. Went to the casino on the valley floor. Pulled out a 20 and swallowed a quarter. Cause I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. Carry the weight on these shoulders, always too little. Spend any time, but it's never too late when you're just getting older. My soul caught up in rhythm of skyward soldiers, hearing the cries and waiting for longing, the breath of a memory I never told her. Cause I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Carry the weight on these shoulders, always too little. Spend any time, but it's never too late when you're just getting older.
right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. We are in the second hour of our show when we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A, and my guest here tonight, Luca. Yay. Thanks so much, you guys, for coming down.
Thank you so much, Don.
You got a brand new CD out, Fractions, with a CD release party coming up this Thursday, October 4th, over at Plush. We'll be talking with you about that over the course of the hour. But first things first, Nick Luca, introduce the members of your band here tonight.
Well, we have the fabulous and talented Chris Jambaluca on bass and backing vocals.
Yay!
We have the talented... Sure. No, the absolutely phenomenal Ryan Janik on the drums. And Joe Unger on the guitar.
That's me.
Who? Oh, who are you?
Oh, and I'm I'd be the one in question.
All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for coming down, and congratulations on the brand new album.
Thank you.
The same configuration appeared on the actual recording?
Yes, this is the band.
The first studio release with this quartet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we mentioned, the CD release party's coming up this Thursday, October 4th, over at Plush. You've got Haley Jane and Compo Bravo on the bill.
Yeah.
Did you put that bill together?
Yeah, well, with the help of old Chris Carey there at Plush, we kind of brainstormed and put it together, and it seemed like a fun show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you have some connection to Haley Jane through recording over at Wave Lab, but I wasn't sure how the Compo Bravo connection came into play.
Mark, you know, Mark Matos.
Mark Matos.
He seems to just show up at random shows, you know, random places, mostly like San Francisco, I guess, is where he's living. So he's always sort of appearing as a figment of our imagination. And so we said, might as well play a show with us.
Well, hopefully not imaginary this Thursday.
But, nah, I think he'll be real.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to that. Rare occurrence from the former Tucsonan. But in any case, once again, Thursday, October 4th over at Plush. Now, the new CD recorded at Wave Lab?
Yes.
Okay, but with a new producer, I understand.
Yeah, Mr. Sean Slade came out and produced the record. And that was a neat experience. Shall I elaborate?
Yes, absolutely. You've got the floor.
Sean is a great old producer. He's a real classic kind of style producer. So it was a lot of fun for us to be the artists and be the musicians and not have to wrap our head around the big picture. All we had to do was sit there and play and try to give him the performances that he was looking for, you know. Mm-hmm. Which was a really neat experience, and he had his little chart and his clipboard, and was writing things down, and he'd kind of make us play through a song, and you know, after a couple of times, he'd say, "That was it. That was great. Okay, move on." And we'd be jumping around. We never really listened to anything we did till it was done. Yeah. And then he goes, "Here's your record." And I'm like, "Wow, it's really good. Thanks, Sean."
Well, the way you describe it, it sounds like it was a pretty quick process, but
it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was about 10 days or something total.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. I think it was 15 days, including mixing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he basically showed up. We had maybe 2 days of rehearsing the songs with him and, you know, he pointing out little things and saying this or that. But he really didn't, you know, come in and try to manage the band or change the band in any way. Mm-hmm. He just tried to get good performances out of us. So it was really neat. You know, some of the, you know, people he's worked with in the past were obviously, you know, higher in our minds, like, wow, this guy must have done some neat stuff. But he was just one of the guys right when we got there. So it was a really fun relationship. And he loved Wave Lab. He loved all the toys down there and all cool. The analog gear and kind of doing a record, you know, the way they used to do it back in the day.
Right.
So that's so it was really fun for us.
Well, until I saw the one sheet that came with your album, I didn't know the projects that he'd been involved with previously, and I imagine some of our listeners don't as well. So did you want to touch upon that?
Sean Slade and his partner was Paul Colderi, are pretty famous for the Boston music scene. They did the first two Radiohead records, which we were all fans of.
Mm-hmm.
Some Julianna Hatfield, Uncle Tupelo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Recently, the Dresden Dolls record, Morphine Records, and
just
a lot of interesting stuff, Lemonheads and all this. So
I know his work, even though I don't know the name.
Yeah, you definitely know. Cool. You could see him on Wikipedia there, and And I think maybe even the Pixies. Did he do some stuff with them? Yeah.
Wow.
He's so Hole, Courtney Love, he's worked with too. He had some great Courtney stories for us. So that was fun.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you up to this point, you had produced all of your own albums yourself, right?
Pretty much, either me or with Craig Schumacher.
Right.
Yeah.
So how was it then to sort of let go of the reins a little bit and let somebody else step in?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely had to let go. And, you know, that is tough to do. But in this case, it was kind of nice. And especially since we were, as the four of us, playing together pretty fresh. We hadn't been together all that long. So I still felt like, wow, these songs don't... I couldn't wrap my head around it. And Sean came in. We gave him about 25, 30 songs to pick from. Mm-hmm. And he wheedled it down to his favorite 12, 11 of which made it on the record. We ended up cutting one. And so it was great to have his input, you know. And he added little touches. He would play some things, some piano. He played a little bass clarinet. And he played some interesting parts. So I was really happy about it because we wanted a record. The label was sort of like, you got to make a record. And I didn't know what to do. And he did. So it was great to be able to turn that over to someone like that.
Cool. Well, the final product sounds great. Loving the new CD and looking forward to the release party coming up this Thursday.
All right.
Shall we get to some stuff here in Studio 2A?
All right.
All right. Luca right here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
steps on the gravel, climbing up my staircase, cast a porch light shadow on the door to my room as I lay still as stone and a faint hello. But I just want them to go. Getting off the sofa, standing on the rug, peek around the corner, is this the one I love? As I open the door, I see you standing there, and you laugh, and you sigh, and you whisper to me, I still believe in destiny, I still believe in you and me, I still believe that you can be anything you wanted to be, I still believe what you believe. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Down in the basement, there's a trunk that's full of long ago, but I still look at them sometimes, and I laugh, and I think, and I have to look away. I still believe in destiny, I still believe in you and me, can be anything you wanted to be. I still believe what you believe. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know. Sometimes I just don't know.
All right, once again, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to Luca, recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Hey, thank you.
Once again, the CD release party is coming up this Thursday, October 4th, over at Plush. Haley Jane and Compo Bravo on the bill. And if you want more information about Luca and other upcoming shows, you can check out www.nickluca.com and also the MySpace page, myspace.com/nickluca. Following your CD release party, you've got a tour up and down the West Coast. Right. Now, before I talk to you about that, I wanted to ask about very recent development. You were on the road with John Doe and fell ill. That's kind of an understatement, but
yeah, it was.
talk about what happened and how you came to realize.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. We were on the road. I was on the road with John pretty much for about 2 months this summer, and kind of near the end, the last 2-3 weeks of the tour, I started just feeling funny, and I didn't know what was going on, and my heart started beating kind of fast, and that was the first sort of symptom I noticed. I said, gee, man, my heart's beating fast. That's weird. And I needed a little more sleep than usual. I was kind of laying down in the back of the van and trying to get some sleep, and every time if I skipped a meal, I was getting real cranky and having some problems, and then I really started losing weight, a lot of weight, about 15 pounds, and I'm not that big.
And in the span of 2 months.
Well, and that was just within 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, I mean, within 3 weeks, I had lost the 15 pounds. And
crazy.
It got really pale. And then by the time I got back to Tucson, I was having difficulty breathing and concentrating, too, because it affects it's your blood, you know. So it affects all parts of your body. My eyesight was going in and out. My ears are clogging up. I couldn't talk. And I called these guys for a rehearsal to cancel a rehearsal because I was sick, and I think I sounded like, I'll cancel a rehearsal. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's when, and then that day I was vomiting all day, and by that point, you know, you could, because it's the kind of thing you don't really get a fever, and you don't get a cough, and you don't get a stuffy nose. So
you're sure that it's not the flu or something.
Exactly. You don't think it's the flu, and you think, oh, I'm just on the road. I'm just tired. We're not sleeping much. There's every other excuse in the world besides, you know, some dreaded disease. But sure enough, that's what it turned out to be. And Joey over here was the one that pretty much convinced me to go to ER.
Yeah, his voice over the phone just sounded so strange to me. It just worried me, you know, and I called Sandy, Nick's wife, and said, hey, you know, I think Nick really needs to see someone. And I don't know, maybe an hour later we went to the UMC and sat there all day. But glad that we did that, because that was a very scary day.
Yeah, we sat there, and I was basically kind of freaking out. My legs were shaking uncontrollably, my heart just racing through my chest, and it was unbelievable feeling, and going insane too, because it affects your mind, and it was a real bad scene. And then they finally got me in there, and the good doctors and nurses over there at UMC, who are excellent, by the way, you know, they figured it out within like 5 seconds. The main doctor, he's took a little blood test, a glucose test from my finger, and said, you're diabetic. I think I said, no, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. Now they've, you know, 4 days of ICU, and they let me go with a little bit of instruction on how to basically manage this new disease that I have. And
wow.
I've been just figuring it out for the past month, and I actually feel better today than I have in a long time.
Wow. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Thanks.
And glad that you're, as Steven Seagal put it, back in the land of the living?
Yeah, back in the land of the living. It's definitely what it feels like. I think I crossed over to the other side for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very scary. Well, especially to be out on the road when all this happens, you know, it's
exactly,
you know, not having the comfort of home and family and friends to sort of keep an eye on you and see what's going on. And
I think that's a little warning, you know, for musicians that are out there touring with each other, that, you know, maybe it's not that excuse that you're on the road is something. Maybe you actually are sick, you know, and you may want to, you know, keep an eye on each other and notice those kind of things, because you know, how can you expect anybody to notice that? But nobody picked up on it at all. So
right.
You know, it was weird. Ketoacidosis, they call it, by the way.
Okay.
Was the state I was in.
So with all this in mind, then you're now about to embark on a couple weeks on the road.
Right.
Your perspective obviously is a lot different this time around.
Yeah.
You going to make some serious lifestyle changes as you head out on the road?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to make some lifestyle changes, especially things like, if we're late to sound check and it's time to eat, sorry, I'm going to have to stop and eat. You know, I'm going to have to take my medication on time and things like that. But fortunately, the program they have me on is intended to be flexible for the kind of lifestyle I lead. You know, I explain to the doctors what I do, and sort of have two different lives, a road life and a home life. And mm-hmm. they said, oh, well, we'll set you up with this kind of insulin and this sort of thing. So I don't think it's going to be too hard. I went out and got a refrigerator cooler that can plug into the, you know, cigarette lighter jack. Yeah. And so I could keep my orange juice, you know, ready. So those sort of things, just have to be more prepared.
Right, right. Okay. Well, best of luck with the tour as well as the upcoming CD release party. What one last question sort of on this topic of your illness is, you know, many musicians obviously have little or no health insurance.
Right.
And one of the recent local developments, I believe is still in the works, but Dave Sluts over at Congress
yes.
is trying to put together his, I believe it's called TAMA, Tucson Artists and Musicians Health Alliance,
right.
I think is what he's calling it. And do you think that that's something that can be an effective tool for local musicians to be able to get more affordable health care?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about is musicians and groups of people in general organizing, you know, raising money, raising funds and petitioning and getting the health care that they need from insurance companies as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Dave's doing an excellent job with that. And in fact, we plan on doing a show in November over there at Congress with us and probably a few other bands, maybe some surprises. And about healthcare, maybe a little benefit for me for my you know, troubles, and kind of get together and make a nice show out of it.
Cool.
And raise a little awareness about it too.
All right, we'll keep us posted, and of course we'll keep the listeners posted as well.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, October 4th, this Thursday, over at Plush, the CD release party for Luca's brand new album Fractions. You can get more information at nickluca.com as well as myspace.com/nickluca. Shall we get to some more stuff here in Studio 2A?
Let's do it.
All right, you're listening to Locals Only on KXCI.
She could see to my soul like a tunnel through maize. She could melt all the locks on my wrought iron gates. Had a very short climb up the ladder of my mind. From the way that I spoke, she knew I came from the east. With a few short expressions, she could analyze me. A dictionary lover, her words describing me. And it's a long way down. How could you know? Sneakers, jeans, t-shirt, ponytail just so. So full of life, so daddy rich. So come tonight. It's as good as it gets, but it's not over yet. She would pounce like a lion. I was licking my wounds. Had me running for my life. There was nothing I could do. But it's a long way down. How could you know? Sneakers, jeans, t-shirt, ponytail just so. So full of life, so daddy rich. So come tonight. Good as it gets, but it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Yeah.
downtown in the middle of the night is a quietude you don't often find. It's the only place to try and ease your mind while sleeping people dream of their own life. But the city is just too much for you. You'd rather have the trees and the open spaces too. Too many people dreaming all at once and throw your psyche right down in the dumps. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion, telling you what you need to do. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion. Don't you know I've been bitten too? And there's something I have to admit. It was really great to see you once again, even just to look you in the eyes. An awkward between the smiles. And I'd be happy to try and talk it over, but it all depends on what you're gonna say. And I only have another hour before I have to head on my own way. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion, telling you what you need to do. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion. Don't you know I've been bitten too? And I think I know exactly what you mean. The cars driving by, they don't even see that I'm running in the middle of the street. Gotta keep on moving quickly on my feet. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion, telling you what you need to do. Maybe you've been bitten by emotion, and don't you know I've been bitten too? Don't you know I've been bitten too? Don't you know I've been bitten too? We'll be right back.
All right, once again, you're listening to Luca right here on the live segment of Locals Only, recorded in Studio 2A. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Thank you.
Got it.
CD release party coming up this Thursday over at Plush. Haley, Jane, and Compo Bravo on the bill. You can check out nickluca.com for more information. We've been talking extensively with Nick over the course of the hour, but I wanted to briefly chat with the other members of the ensemble here. Nick's trusty sideman, yes. Chris Giambaluca, you've been with Nick pretty much since the beginning, but you're a hired gun around town. You're in demand.
I get out there. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I get a lot of opportunities to play with all sorts of different people, and you know, it's fun. It keeps you on your toes, and you know, you have your alliances, and those usually are going to be the steadies, and then you know, it's fun to get out there and try new things and put different hats on. Sometimes quite literally, and you know, just have a good time.
Right.
So
who all are you playing with these days? Or you know, do we have time to rock with those fans?
It's actually I've been kind of mellowing out these days. You know, obviously you know, Nick's been out of town, so I've been kind of doing different things. But I've done some shows with Gary and the Carnival Arrows, mm-hmm. A couple shows with Ryan Hood. I think that's.
Calexico.
A couple Calexico things here and there. So I've been busy. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. Cool.
All right. And the other half of the quartet here tonight, a couple members of Sunday Afternoon, Ryan Janik and Joey Younger. What's the latest scoop with Sunday Afternoon these days?
Sunday Afternoon's keeping busy too. I mean, we still do, I don't know, 4 or 5 shows a month here in Arizona, and doesn't seem to be letting up. And, you know, things are still rolling with Sunday Afternoon. And mm-hmm. A lot of times, I think Sunday Afternoon is better than it's ever been.
Very cool. And didn't you mention to me at one time as well, Ryan, that you're in another side project?
Oh, well, yeah. It's kind of
Camp Courageous folks
right now.
Okay.
Yeah, two guys from Camp Courageous, one of the guys from Is to Feel, kind of just doing more little edgier, heavier indie rock type stuff, you know?
Getting out the aggression.
Getting the aggression out. Hammering away.
All right. Very cool. Well, you know, speaking of aggression, I'm going to go there just a little bit here with you, Nick. The latest album, More Rockin'.
It is a little more rockin'.
You've definitely evolved this project over the past few years from sort of more ambient, jazzy, mellow stuff to this latest album is get your ass out on the dance floor.
Full
move.
On rock and roll, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
How did this come about?
You know, it's an interesting process. I think starting off as doing the mellow ambient thing was a lot of fun, and then as we got better and tighter as a band and played more live shows, you want to make the people dance and have more fun. So so those songs are the ones that seem that the crowd reacts to. So we in turn sort of give back give the people what they want, and
sure.
And it sort of snowballed from there. But of course, Sean Slade, he was another influence on that too. He was very much like, we're going to make a rock record, and I'm a rock producer, and this is a rock band. And we got in our little Southwesty weirdness on him. you know, we snuck a few little weird things in there, but he wanted to keep it pretty straight rock, and mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, we love to play like that. It definitely surprises people.
Yeah. Well, no, I love the continuing evolution of what you have going on here. So
definitely,
like
thanks.
I said, really digging the new album. Were there any special guests this time around in the studio?
Yeah, we had some fun ones. Marco Rosano came in, a local Rosano brother. Brought in a host of saxophones and things and played an amazing baritone solo on that Walk on the Wild Side, and a bass. He had a bass saxophone. If you haven't seen one of those, it's about 2 feet taller than Marco, and it sounds incredible, and he does that on the song Pretty Mama, and so that was really cool. Winston Watson played some percussion with us, mm-hmm. Another great one. Let's see, we got Jacob from Calexico, Jacob Valenzuela, played some trumpet, and so really, yeah, real nice, tasty stuff.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned it briefly a little bit earlier in the hour, but the album is out on Funzalo Records, again, like the past couple releases have been,
mm-hmm.
And so I suppose that provides you with a little bit of extra penetration into some other markets. You get your music out there into radio or record stores elsewhere?
Absolutely. They're really great about that. In fact, I think we were in the top 200 of the college CMJ charts this past week.
Cool.
So, yeah, they do all that behind-the-scenes stuff, hire the radio promotion, and we have a publicist in Los Angeles, and this guy, Josh Mills at It's Alive Media, and he's been doing a great job. And in fact, I did an interview this morning on WNYC for NPR show Soundcheck, and so they're getting us all kinds of kooky stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So I expect then that we'll be able to see your CD in most of the major stores around town?
I think so. Certainly Zia, I know that for sure, mm-hmm. and probably a few of the other ones too.
Okay.
And online, of course.
All right. Once again, that information is nickluca.com and myspace.com/nickluca. Does Funzalo have a website as well?
Yes, funzalorecords.com.
Okay. Well, before I forget, I want to thank Ginger Duran on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound
Yay!
Tonight.
Hooray!
And if you stick around till 10 o'clock, Al Perry's coming your way with his world-famous Clam Bake Show.
Yee-hoo!
And next week on the live segment of Locals Only, my guest will be Days Unfold, so be sure to tune in and check that out. We're now podcasting the live segment of Locals Only, so if you didn't catch all of the performance tonight, go to kxci.org and download it there. And you can friend me on myspace.com/kxci. Thanks, you guys, for coming down. Congratulations once again.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Don.
And we'll let you play us up to the top of the hour. How's that?
Great.
Awesome. All right. Luca right here on Locals Only on KXCI.
Okay. You. It's all about you. And everything you say that you do, and you walked out of the room. You say you don't want to talk about it now. And that's when I found you down. And that's when I found you alone in the back room. And that's when I found you down, all the way down. So much for me, and I had no chance to be free. And you, it's all true. You say you don't talk about it now. And that's when I found you down. And that's when I found you alone in the back room. And that's when you fade away. I'm gonna watch you fall apart. And that's when I found you down.
all the way down, and all the way down, and all the way down, all the way down.
Ripped apart, a hollow hotel.